Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Senate confirms Barrett for Supreme Court. We have the story.
Wichita drivers face the winter weather. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. A winter weather advisory continues in effect across south central Kansas. We have some slick spots on the road this morning and more precipitation is on the way. Our forecast coming up.
The Senate confirms Judge Amy Coney Barrett for the Supreme Court by a vote of 52 to 48.
Judge Amy Coney Barrett is the third Supreme Court nominee selected by President Trump to win Senate confirmation. No Democrat supported Barrett's confirmation, objecting not only to the process, but warning Barrett could provide a critical vote on an upcoming case challenging the Affordable Care Act. Republicans praise Barrett's intellect and judicial independence. Barrett is 48 years old, serving the past 3 years as a judge on the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals. She will fill a vacancy created by the unexpected death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg last month. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Senator Susan Collins of Maine was the only Republican to vote no. Crews have been working, treating the streets and highways of South Central Kansas after Monday's blast of snow, drizzle, and cold temperatures. The National Weather Service reports 1.3 inches of snow depth near Wichita's Eisenhower Airport, with readings of 1.5 to 2 inches common across South Central Kansas. By the way, that 1.3, a record for the date. We can expect freezing drizzle and sleet, but not much snow, at least through the first part of the day, as you heard there in our forecast. Wichita Works crews have been out since midnight Monday morning, putting down a salt and sand mixture on area roads.
With each pass, the trucks lay down roughly 600 tons of the mix. But even with the snowplows on the streets, driver Elizabeth Hancock tells KSN News, it's still a challenge to get around.
They were pretty bad when I first got out and went over to Mass. I was slipping and sliding.
With refreezing overnight, drivers are urged to remain cautious when on area streets and roads. All 60 trucks will be working around the clock through at least Wednesday morning. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A man is dead and a woman seriously injured following a crash in Harvey County. This crash occurred Monday night at Highway 50 and Emma Creek Road west of Newton. The Kansas Highway Patrol reports a car was traveling slowly because of bad weather when a pickup slammed into the car from the rear. The pickup rolled several times, ejecting the driver. Pronounced dead at the scene was 33-year-old Michael Albert Brandon of Topeka, of Goddard. 47-year-old Wanda Ivy of Newton was hospitalized in Wichita with serious injuries. Sedgwick County District Attorney's Office, in cooperation with the Wichita Police Department and Sedgwick County Sheriff's Department, has opened an investigation into an attack ad involving lawmakers. A lawsuit claims Sedgwick County Commissioner Michael O'Donnell, Wichita City Council member James Clendenin, and Representative Michael Capps attempted to defame Mayor Brandon Whipple by creating a false attack ad during his run for mayor last year. Monday afternoon, the Wichita Chamber of Commerce and the Wichita Regional Chamber Political Action Committee released a statement saying they condemned the actions of Capps, Clendenin, and O'Donnell relating to the fabricated attack video. Coronavirus cases are spiking across the U.S. Fox's Jonathan Seri reports.
The U.S. is averaging 70,000 new coronavirus cases each day and broke records with more than 83,000 on Friday and Saturday. El Paso, Texas has opened a temporary hospital at the Civic Center to handle an influx of patients. The county judge has imposed a 10 p.m. curfew that carries a $500 fine for violations. Cases are rising from the Texas border to the farms of Minnesota. According to news reports in Utah, some mothers are taking to social media, urging parents against testing their children in an effort to keep COVID numbers artificially low so that schools can remain open.
According to Johns Hopkins University, there are over 8 million coronavirus cases and more than 225,000 COVID-related deaths in the U.S. Kansas has reported record highs for its seven-day rolling averages of new COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations. A spokesman for Governor Laura Kelly says she was considering calling the legislature into a special session to impose a statewide mask mandate. Kelly spokesman Sam Coleman confirmed that the governor planned to meet with top legislative leaders today by Zoom to discuss how the state can impose a mandate for people to wear masks in public. Kansas is seeing its largest surge in new coronavirus cases of the pandemic, with an average of 815 new cases and 32 new hospitalizations a day for the 7 days ending Monday. KNSS News Time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock. Coming up, Ted Woodward on Sports, going to talk about what's going on with Monday Night Football. Two firefighters have been injured in a fast-moving fire in Southern California. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. For several weeks, Wichita hospitals have been accepting COVID-19 patients from other Kansas counties and even other states. Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple tells KNSS News it's a challenge for local health care.
We're seeing our hospital beds get treating patients from the outskirts, not just from other counties that took really no precautions, but also from cities that are really just kind of blowing up right now, including Oklahoma City. We have some patients last I checked from Texas.
Whipple commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted of the Morning Show here on KNSS. Two firefighters have been injured in a fast-moving fire in Southern California.
A fast-moving fire south of Los Angeles started Monday during a Santa Ana wind event and forced thousands of people out of their homes. Orange County Fire Chief Brian Fennessy says a 26-year-old and 31-year-old firefighter have been badly injured.
One has 65% burns, both second and third degree. The second has 50%, both second and third degree burns. Both are intubated at this time.
He says the winds were so severe they had to ground firefighting aircraft. Thankfully, as of Monday evening, no homes had burned. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
In Washington state, several so-called murder hornets' nests have been removed.
Scientists fear there may be more, but crews were able to remove 98 Asian giant hornets after nests were discovered near the Canadian border in Washington state. 13 were captured live in a net, while 85 others were vacuumed up. State agriculture workers have been searching for nests since the first murder hornets were caught earlier this year in Washington. They are an invasive insect. A small group can wipe out an entire honeybee hive in a matter of hours. And although rare, the murder hornets are capable of killing humans. Tom Graham, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:11. The KSN, 7:11 here with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And in traffic this morning, just remember that the roadways are very slippery again today. Looking better and drier than they were yesterday, but those untreated roadways really didn't see a whole lot of melting yesterday. And so even though it's better than yesterday, again, just good idea to be very slow and very cautious. And of course, now we're actually starting to see some more precipitation out there, so things could get even worse. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Precipitation moving into Sedgwick County from the west. Now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve. Man, it's going to be another busy day out there.
Yeah, it's going to be, it was tough yesterday, but a little bit better on the street conditions, but still more precipitation headed our way, right?
Yeah, and it's going to be a mixed bag of precipitation. You know, that's what's really going to kind of snarl things when it comes to our commute, our drive, all the way into the early part of the afternoon, where we'll have a mix of freezing rain, some sleet, possibly even some snow at times. So all those conditions combined, this is why we need to make sure that we're continuing to drive safely out there, really just taking our time, allowing that extra time on the roads, because we'll have a 70% chance of seeing that wintry mix, some freezing rain at times as well, a high of only 32, getting up to that freezing point, but that means the majority of our day actually going to be below freezing, and that's what's going to cause that potential for some slick conditions as well. Our winds staying out of the north at 5 to 15. Those winds are going to be lighter today, but still just pumping in that colder air. Our cloudy skies continue tonight, 50% chance of a wintry mix, cutting down that chance a little bit, where it does look like things should taper evening and overnight, but then picking back up with a wintry mix by early tomorrow morning, but gradually warming back up above freezing. So as we sit at 28, by the time we wake up tomorrow morning, we'll actually get up to a high of 43. So that's going to change that potential for a wintry mix to just some plain old chilly rain showers as we go through our Wednesday. By the time we get into Thursday, rain continues, could be heavy at times. We actually got a flood watch that was issued for Wednesday through Thursday. So just something else that we need to kind of keep in mind. 47 for a high Thursday, sunny skies returning Friday, 56, 60s over the upcoming weekend with more sunshine. That silver lining right around the corner. Just got to make it through the next few days. So right now we're at 27 degrees and actually getting some light freezing rain out there. Northeast winds at 15 miles an hour. Got a wind chill of 15 degrees. Visibility, however, at 10 miles. But I think it's safe to say winter definitely giving us an early visit this year.
All right. Thanks, Ronell. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas City meteorologist Ronell Williams. The emergency accident reporting plan is in effect. We still want you to slow down when you're driving out there. Don't get carried away this morning. Conditions are better, but they're not absolutely great. 7:14 now, Steve and Ted, here on KNSS on this Tuesday morning, October 27th. And Ted Woodward is back with us today on the restart. Yeah, day two of the restart. He's back in doing sports this morning and helping out. Good morning, Ted.
Yeah, my COVID comeback. Hi there.
The COVID comeback, day two. On this date in 1954, Walt Disney's first television program titled Disneyland, after the yet-to-be-named completed theme park, premiered on ABC. Do you know who the hosts were for that first broadcast, Ted?
Was it Art Linkletter?
Art Linkletter.
Bob Cummings?
Bob Cummings. And a fellow named Ron Reagan.
And Reagan, yeah.
The three of them. And that's quite a story there. But apparently Linkletter, instead of taking some fees for what he was doing, Disney gave him the concessions from the films and things they sold at the park for a few years, and it made him a very rich man.
That's a sweet deal.
Very rich man. Art Linkletter was a TV star and had a great show, Art Linkletter House Party, and of course Bob Cummings from Joplin, and Ronald Reagan. How about that?
I know when I was a super little kid, I only knew Art Linkletter because he was on the $1 million bill in The Game of Life.
That's right, the $1 million bill. All right, we want to tell you what's going on with Spark Plug. You know who Spark Plug is, Ted?
No, you'll have to tell me.
200-pound tortoise named Spark Plug back home after a roundabout journey. The 60-year-old African spurred tortoise lived in an enclosure in Etowah County, Alabama, but pushed its way out of the fenced pen last Thursday.
Oh.
Yeah, the motorist spotted it on the side of the road and took Spark Plug to his own 200-acre spread in nearby Marshall County. And after doing some online research, owner Ty Harris learned about the reptile being found and relocated. And that's where other farmers got involved. They were able to follow tracks the giant tortoise left behind. And the man who found a spark plug was able to return it to Harris on Saturday.
So that shouldn't be too hard to find.
A happy ending to the tortoise.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, the tortoise story there. I want to say a sad note today. Freddie Simon has passed away at the age of 95. Of course, the co-founders of Freddie's Frozen Custard, Steak Burgers. They have now 300 locations in 32 states, and Freddie died yesterday at the age of 95, apparently very peacefully. I know he was a big Steve and Ted listener.
I was sorry to hear that. Yeah, frequent guest with us.
He would come on the show now and then.
Especially on his birthday.
On his birthday we saw him, and he would bring by some
several years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But guy started this little business out northwest of west of Wichita, and he and his sons have turned it into something.
Yep, Freddie's number one is still there, and in West Wichita, and now it's a nationwide deal.
What is it, that number five that we get, Ted? It's the actually the steak burger and the hot dog, too?
Yeah, that's the one I love because I get the burger and the hot dog.
Oh, yeah. The best of both worlds.
Oh.
Anyway, proud of Freddie. He did a terrific job with that business, he and his sons, and they're going strong.
Well, I'm sorry to hear we've lost Freddie.
Sorry to hear about that. He was a really, really neat guy and served in World War II, and it was a real patriot, and we salute him today, Freddie. Thank you for all you've – he brought some really nice things into the world with him, you know? He's left some things behind, and just a great memory. So that I don't know that you can ask for more than that, Ted. We're coming up on 7:18, Steve and Ted in the morning, and this morning in the efforts to rehabilitate Ted after his battle with COVID-19, we're letting him do some sports today just to see how well he does. Right, Ted?
Yeah, I haven't done a sports cast since before Labor Day.
Yeah.
I've kind of lost track of what's going on, so I have to kind of get back in the groove here.
7:18, it's time for sports with Ted Woodward, and he's going to lead off. I believe he's going to talk about Monday Night Football, right, Ted?
Yeah, we did have a good Monday Night Football matchup. Two winning teams, the Chicago Bears in Los Angeles taking on the Rams. You heard the game over on KFH, and boy, I tell you, the Rams' defense last night was raring to go. Action from KFH on ESPN.
Foles takes a snap, rolls to his left, throws to the back of the end zone. It's batted and intercepted! Broken up and picked! Taylor Rapp on the deflection has an interception. His first of the season, and it comes in the end zone to protect a 17-3 lead.
Yeah, the Rams' defense was all over the place. Basically, you know, the Bears got a late touchdown, so it was basically 24-3. For most of the latter part of the game.
Yeah.
And the Rams' punter last night was pretty incredible. He stuck the Bears, I think it was five or six times, inside the 10-yard line.
Wow.
On his punts. So the Bears just had horrible field position all night long, and the Rams' defense took care of the rest. Rams beat the Bears 24-10. That leaves both teams now with a record of 5-2 in an extremely competitive NFC right now. Let's take a look at, NASCAR continues to have troubles getting its race in. We're now into the third day of a potential NASCAR race. It began on Sunday. Now it's stretched here into Tuesday. It's the Cup Series, a round of eight playoff race in Fort Worth, Texas. They only got 52 laps in on Sunday. And the current leader of the race, even this early on, is Kansas native Clint Bowyer, who is in first place. But we still have 282 laps to complete. They couldn't do anything yesterday because of the weather and the rain. They'll try to restart it again today, or resume it today, at 11 a.m. in Fort Worth for NASCAR racing down at the Texas Speedway. College men's basketball. We do have schedule news for K-State and Kansas. The K-State men's basketball team will begin its season the day before Thanksgiving in Manhattan. K-State taking on Drake. And then the Friday after Thanksgiving, K-State will play Colorado. So a couple of games sandwiching Thanksgiving to get the season underway for K-State men's basketball. And KU, which ended last year ranked number one in the nation, the Jayhawks will begin their season in December, a December 1st matchup against Kentucky in the Champions Classic. That will be at a neutral site, and that site is still to be determined. KU will then play its first home game on December 5th. Both KU and K-State will begin their conference play in mid-December. Of course, KU has three starters back from that team that was ranked number one in the nation last year before COVID-19 brought an end to the season. We have Game 6 of the World Series tonight, and that is in Arlington, Texas, matchup between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Tampa Bay Rays, and this could be the final day of the baseball season. The Dodgers lead the World Series 3-2, and they're taking on the Rays tonight. So if the Dodgers win, the Dodgers will win the World Series for the first time since the 1980s. You can listen to live coverage of the Dodgers and the Rays, and that'll begin at 6:30 tonight. You can listen to the World Series on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. And that's sports with Steve and Ted.
All right, thank you, Ted. 7:21 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. Washington Post is upset about a new executive order. Rush is going to tell us about it. Coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.